Hello, movie fans. I'm Devlin Bishop, and welcome to Mondo Nostalgia. And yeah, I know you're a movie fan because you wouldn't have hit that link or that YouTube button or that podcast button if you weren't a movie fan, because this episode is about the Oscars that are coming up this Sunday, February 9th. And this is the, you know, the Oscars for 2020. And this was a rare occasion. As you know, for those of you who follow me regularly, I've been trying desperately to go out to see more movies, you know, even, you know, see old movies and that. Well, in my doing so, I managed to do something I don't usually always do. I usually always come pretty close, but I never hit it all the time. But I actually saw all nine of the Best Picture nominees for this year's Oscar. And I decided, why not? Everybody else is doing it. I should get my voice out there too. And thank you for pressing play, because that means you are kind of interested in what I have to say, or you want to disagree with me. Either one is fine. I think that's the wonderful thing about being a movie fan, is everybody has their own opinions. Some people like things. Sometimes you don't agree, you don't disagree. But at the end of the day, we all agree that we love movies and we're passionate about them to the point where we like to talk or maybe even argue about it, as long as we do it respectful. Now, I saw all nine nominees, and I have to say, they were all pretty good. I didn't love all of them, but I liked all of them. So all of them, I think, are actually quite worthy. I had a couple of other favorites that didn't get much love from the Oscars, but that does tend to happen. That being said, I am going to list each movie. There are nine nominees, and I will go from number nine down to number one. So to my least favorite to my favorite. Now, this is not me saying these are the movies I think are going to win in order. These are the movies that I'm saying out of the nine that the Oscars picked, these are the ones that I thought were the best of the best. Okay? So when I go down each one, at the end of my little review, and it will be spoiler-free, so if you're still running around trying to see the last couple, or if you're just, you know, going to wait till streaming, or wait till you know, Blu-ray, DVD, whatever, you won't have to worry about getting any spoilers. So there you go. But at the end of each little mini review, I'm going to give my analysis of what I think it's going to win at the Oscars, or if there's any upsets, or what it's going to win. Just some guesses, some things. So just a fun little, if you're a movie fan, hopefully you sit back and enjoy it. So let's get down to it, because we have nine movies to talk about, and one has to be at the bottom, and for me, number nine is The Irishman. Now, if you saw my review for this, which I believe I posted, I wasn't the biggest fan of this movie. I didn't hate it, but I really didn't love it, and it was an easy one to put at my number nine, just because I didn't get it. I know a lot of people love this movie, and that is absolutely great. For me, I had a hard time getting into this movie, and it took me a very long time to get into this movie. When I finally did get into the movie, it wasn't a case of just, you know, I can't wait to see what happens next, which a lot of these other movies I was. But for me, it was just kind of like, okay, that's an interesting story, and I like the take on it. For me, the big part was that I just found it very jarring, the visual effects, the de-aging of the actors, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci. I just didn't think it worked. I thought they looked like they were very smooth, like they all just had some nice Botox. And even though they made them younger, it was still painfully obvious that, you know, when they were doing more physical things, that they just felt like they were still 70-year-old men. Once I got past that, it did take me a while to get into the story. I think it came around when Al Pacino showed up. I actually think he is the best thing about this movie, although I'm not saying De Niro or Pesci didn't bring it too. I'm just saying that I thought Al Pacino stole the movie for me. And as soon as his story becomes more intense, I feel that the movie started to fall in place. I didn't love this movie, and I understand why it is doing so well, but as I watched this movie, I kept thinking that all involved had done better work before in movies like this. And I'm not just talking the leads, De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, I'm talking Martin Scorsese too. But he is Hollywood royalty, so it doesn't surprise me why so many people like this movie. I just didn't get the whole aging gangsters and, that they're really. I just didn't fall for it, and I didn't love it. So I like this movie, but love is very strong for this. I think The Irishman was quite a front runner when it first came out, but I honestly think, in my opinion, of what it's going to take home on Oscar night, I actually think The Irishman is going to come out empty-handed. If they get anything, I think adapted screenplay is a shot, but I think there is more worthy nominees in that category. But I think they're going to bring a lot of Hollywood glamour to the event. So when you actually watch the Oscars, it's always nice to see Scorsese and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and Joe Pesci. Hopefully they show up because it'll show that old school, Hollywood that, we're starting to lose more and more with each year. So I think they'll bring it. But sadly, I really don't think they're going to walk away with anything. I think they're kind of the Star Is Born this year. Last year, the Star Is Born, everybody talked about how it's going to run away with the Oscars. And by the time the Oscars came, it just lost all its speed. And I think that's what's going to happen with The Irishman. I think when it came out, everybody was expecting this to be Best Picture, and I don't think it's going to do it. If it does, a major upset, but I honestly, my prediction, they're not going to walk away with anything. But they made a great movie, and a lot of people loved it, so that's not walking away with nothing in my eyes. Coming in my number eight, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I know a lot of people who love this movie, men and women, and I have to say that this is probably one of the three that are still in contention for winning Best Picture. I think it's a three-way race at this, although I think this movie has lost a little bit of speed. Quentin Tarantino, if he manages to pull off a Best Picture win, he is going to be secretly laughing because I have talked about this before. I am actually so surprised that this movie is so big. Now, don't get me wrong, I like this movie a lot. I think it's far from one of his best films, but there are sequences in this and performances that are absolutely top-notch. I think there's some scenes that are probably some of the best he's ever filmed, some of the writing that the best he's ever done, and I think he does an amazing job. I think Leonardo DiCaprio, he never comes to a movie where he doesn't bring it. I think that's why, he doesn't do like three movies a year. He does like maybe one a year, maybe one every other year. And the reason why is because he brings it to every performance he comes to. But I have to say, I think Brad Pitt kind of, for me, Brad Pitt was the stronger one. And that's a lot to say because Leo, it's an amazing performance. I just think Brad Pitt had the stronger performance. I wish Margot Robbie had more to do because I absolutely adore her as an actress and I think she doesn't really get used. This is typical Quentin Tarantino fare where he plays with history a little bit, changes it up, for his own doing. And the reason I say Quentin Tarantino is going to probably laugh if this wins Best Picture, and there is a chance. There is an outside chance. I think there are two other movies that might pull it off, but I'll get to those. But this movie is toxic masculinity, and it is also puts down a lot of women and It puts down Bruce Lee and lots of other things, and it's brutally violent, which I have no problems with any of these things. But for me, I even came out thinking, geez, I don't think his fans or women are going to really appreciate this movie. And then I was surprised that I have talked to people who just absolutely adore this movie. And it's funny because this movie is everything that those people normally, like people who are just wanting to change Hollywood and get rid of toxic masculinity and writing smart rather thing. And this movie goes against everything, yet it's still a front runner. And I am really shocked at that. As I said, it had to be my number eight film because, they all can't be number one. I like this movie a lot. I just had some issues with it, but as I said, there's some top moments in this, and he has made a really incredible movie here, and it is still my number eight movie. This was a big surprise for me because when I first saw the trailers, I didn't even want to see it, and I wound up seeing it, and it actually topped, a couple other movies that you just heard that I thought would be higher. But my number seven is Ford versus Ferrari. I really like this movie a lot. I'm not a car racing, like I don't mind car racing movies and stuff, but I don't love cars. But this is a real crowd pleaser, and with I'm gonna give three solid performances because I think everybody talks about Matt Damon and Christian Bale, but I really enjoyed John Bernthal's performance. I understand it's not at the level that the Matt Damon and the Christian Bale were just because it's a smaller role and it's not as meaty. But I think he did a great job in it as well. But this movie is just an awesome spectacle. This is the movie that I expected I'd get from The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where I was following the story and I was in immediately, and this movie I was in. And this is really a big car commercial, but it is so well done. And I think you don't have to be a car fan to enjoy this. I am not surprised it's a Best Picture nominee because not only is it a crowd pleaser, and you're always going to have a crowd pleaser in your top movies, but this one is a well-made one. And I really think it's worth seeing. Even if you were turned off by everything about it, give this one a chance and you'll see. Now I'm going to go back a bit because I forgot to tell you my predictions for what Once Upon a Time in Hollywood are going to pick up. So I'll go there and then I'll do a Ford for Ferrari. Sorry, I get so passionate about talking to movies. It happens. Anyhow, I think Brad Pitt should get ready to clear off his trophy mantle because he's going to get another one for sure for best supporting actor. As I said, he was my favorite part of the movie. I think he did an amazing job. And he's already won one, maybe two for producing. I know he did 12 Years a Slave, but he might have another one, but I'm not sure. But he is definitely going to get an acting one, and he's pretty much swept everything every award guild that has come out, he has won it. I have no problems with that. As I said, it's still a front runner for a movie. I think it has lost a little steam, but I still think it's in the top three of possibly, pulling off an upset. And a lot of people think Quentin Tarantino is definitely going to get a writing award, a screenplay award for this. I do agree that he probably will. I think he is actually going to get this one. I don't know why. I just, they like to give Quentin something. They love Quentin so much. I just think there's other movies that are more worthy of it. In fact, I think they're going to actually, if there's a surprise in this, I think they're actually going to give it to Marriage Story. Because it's such an awesome film, and it is a screenplay written film. It's very, like, you could almost see this as a stage play. So I think they're going to give it to Quentin Tarantino, but I wouldn't be surprised if Marriage Story surprises, because they say there might not be too many big shocks in the bigger categories. So there's always shocks at the Oscars, and I think Marriage Story might pull this one off. But Quentin Tarantino is definitely the front runner for original screenplay for that. Besides that, I think that is going to be the two that they could walk away with at that. As for Ford and Ferrari, I don't think it has a chance in hell. It didn't really get nominated. The two actors were both vying for Best Actor. I think Best Actor is the most stacked category there is, and there is a runaway winner for that one, which makes it even harder. But don't think Ford and versus Ferrari is going to walk away with nothing, because I think they've got a good shot in the sound editing and sound mixing. This is a movie that is all about sound, not only just the sounds of the cars, but to the crowds, to the cutaways and stuff. I think this might also have a shot at taking the editing thing, which is weird because they always say film editing is the one that usually leads to the best picture win. But one of the front runners that I think is going to take the best picture, which I'll talk about later, I don't think is not nominated in that category. So there is a chance that Ford versus Ferrari takes that one too, but probably might lose out to a Joker and a Parasite in that. But I still think Ford versus Ferrari are pretty much locks for sound editing and mixing. Continuing up our countdown, we are up to my number six film, and it is Little Women. Greta Gerwig, am I getting that right? Greta Gerwig, yes, of course it is. Does a really great job with this movie. I really was entertained by it. Now, I've never seen any of the other adaptions of Little Women. I've also never read the book, so I went into this totally fresh. I know this is a novel that, has been a huge hit, whether it is adapted as a movie or the book itself. So I knew going in it had a great history, and to see it always seeming to do well whenever it does, it's doing well at the box office, it's doing well at this. Now, I did have some trouble getting into this when the movie started. I didn't fall for the characters right away. It took me maybe about 20 minutes, but once I got into it, I actually really liked it. And as I said, I can't compare it to any of the other adaptions or the book. But what I was very surprised at was that I did feel that although the book, how do I say this without giving too much away? I think Greta Gerwig made this a really fresh movie. Now, this is a movie that takes place way in the past, and the book, staying faithful to the book, even though the movie is about young, strong, independent women who are growing up together as sisters, as much as it's about that, the book still has old school values that doesn't necessarily, in my opinion, doesn't necessarily translate into empowered women's story. But I think Greta Gerwig found ways to break that. And as I said, I don't know what the other adaptions are. I'm actually quite interested now to go back and see them. But I think she does a great job on something that could have easily been very stodgy in that, but she makes this movie feel contemporary, even though you can see them in thing. But even the dialogue, everything, and I think it's a really great movie. I wanted to see this, because it's got a great ensemble cast. It's got two acting nominations, and what a cast we're talking about. Saoirse Ronan, I probably said that wrong. Emma Watson, Florence Pugh, Elizabeth Scanlon, Laura Dern, Timothée Chalamet, Meryl Streep. Like, this is a packed house, and everybody brings their A game, and I'm really glad to see this win. It is sad that they couldn't give Greta Gerwig a Best Director, but that being said, I don't know which director I would have took out of it. I personally think that, I know a lot of people say, we need more women directors, and I agree with that. We need more being recognized for their work and stuff, but the five people they have picked for Best Director are really good. You have a really great director category when I think the two that should not be in there is Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino. I would have probably gave the nods to Greta Gerwig for Little Women and for a movie we'll be talking about very shortly. Taika Waititi for Jojo Rabbit. But that being said, I do think they have a solid group, and I understand why all five of the nominees for director are up there. As for Little Women's Chances, I think this could be another movie that walks away with not much. I think if it wins anything, it is could be adapted screenplay, but it's got a hell of a category, and I have a feeling that this, again, the screenplay categories could be where the surprises come from. And I think Little Women is gonna be too much of a safe bet. She might get the nod just because there's a lot of people that think she should have got the directing nod, and they might just give her screenplay for that. But I think this is might be where the Academy tries to do an upset and chooses one of the two controversial picks, which would be Jojo Rabbit and Joker. But if Little Women walks away with anything, it would be this. I don't want to say Little Women should win best costume because, to me it's just like I always think dresses look better than suits and stuff, so having Little Women and the Irishman compete. I don't even want to talk about the best costume category because Rocket Man wasn't nominated, and in my opinion, that's just crazy talk. So, yeah, Little Women may have a shot at screenplay, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. So we'll just leave it at that. But great job, great movie. Definitely check it out. Coming in at my number five spot is Jojo Rabbit. In a lesser year of great movies, this would have been a lot higher, but wow, the movies that came out this year were incredible. Jojo Rabbit comes in at number five, and I've been hit and miss with Taika Waititi. I do like his Where the Shadows Go, I think it was called, the vampire film he did. I enjoyed Thor Ragnarok, but I think he kind of, for me at least, he kind of sent the Marvel Universe into a weird zone where there's going to be a lot more comedy in it and stuff, and I like a little comedy in my action films, but I have to say his direction in Jojo Rabbit is spot on. He adapted the screenplay and found a way to take a really tough topic. A young boy who's in the Hitler Youth who has an imaginary friend that's Hitler. And to not only find humor in that, but also find the heart. But it's not just that, it's finding the balance. Because the comedy is really over the top, which I loved, but the heart is also there. And I wish we got more of that with Thor Ragnarok and stuff, but I believe he was kind of should have snuck in there. He should have taken out Scorsese or Tarantino for director, just because I think this movie is so well put together. The characterization is phenomenal, and I just think it is just a great, great film. I don't want to talk too much about it, because it's a movie you really have to enjoy. I can see why it would be divisive. A lot of Jewish people might still feel very uncomfortable about the storyline, but it was bold, it was daring, and it was nice to see the Oscars not shying away from movies like that. And they put a couple of controversial movies in this year, which I'm very happy about. As I said, in a lesser year without great films, Jojo Rabbit probably would have been up near the top, maybe even number one, but there really is a lot of good movies out there. I think Jojo is going to be the surprise. I think if there's going to be any upsets, Jojo is going to do it. As I said already, I think it's got a shot at adapted screenplay. If they play it safe and go with something like The Irishman or Little Women, but I think they're going to go for something darker and deeper, and Jojo Rabbit and Joker are both amazing, but I think there'll be some people that will want to reward Jojo Rabbit, and I think adapted screenplay is going to be it. Now, in the acting category, if you've been following the Oscar race, Excuse me. It's pretty much been a lock on all the things. If there's going to be another upset for Jojo Rabbit, I'm going to say it's going to come in the Best Supporting Actress nomination. Right now, I do agree that the four people that are going to win it are still going to win it. But I think now that I've seen all that, I think Scarlett Johansson's portrayal of the mother in it is really good. It's a really beautiful performance in a great film. And although I do still think Laura Dern is going to get it just for another great performance, I'm not putting her performance down in Marriage Story, but she is Hollywood royalty. She's never won. But the fact that Scarlett Johansson has got two nominations, one for Marriage Story and one for Jojo Rabbit, now that's not a guarantee she's going to walk away. And these are her first two nominations, so they might do the old, she's new, she'll be around. But if they do upsets like that, it usually is with people and their first nominations. So I wouldn't be surprised. I'm pretty much certain Laura Dern will win it, but if there is an upset in the acting categories, I think it could be Scarlett Johansson winning for Jojo Rabbit. We'll have to wait and see. Oscar night. All right, we're continuing up now. Another movie that in a bigger year would have been a lot higher, but it's going to come in at number four. Parasite, an incredible movie. I always get his name wrong. Bong Joon-ho. I hope I got that right. I probably didn't. He does another great movie. If you have seen any of his movies like Snowpiercer, The Host, he is just one incredible director and one to watch. He put a hell of a movie, and this is a movie I really won't talk about. When I gave it my review before. It was one of the hardest movies to talk about just because it was like, I don't want to give anything away. So I'll stick with what I did there. It was just basically an underclass family who lives in the low side of Korea, basically have an opportunity when their son, their college son, gets to teach English to a upper class teenage girl. And the two families unite, and that's where I'm going to leave it. This movie is phenomenal. I'm glad people are going out to see it because it is worthy of it. And it's worthy of its Best Picture nod. And I think it's still one of the top three in the running. And I don't believe, I could be wrong, yell at me if I am, I don't believe a movie that won Best Foreign Film has ever gone on to win Best Picture too. There's been a couple of that have been nominated, but I don't think anything. So this year could be that year. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's still very big in the running. As for possibilities of what it could win, it's definitely going to be walking away with the best foreign film. I just don't see how you can't win the best foreign film when you're in the best picture nod, your director's in the best director's nod. Some people have said it might win a screenplay nod. I don't think so. I think its other best category is probably going to be best director. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think I might have thought it was going to happen a couple of months ago, but I've seen a movie that I think is going to win it just over sheer spectacle, over the preciseness of Parasite, which is really amazing too. But I think its best chances here are going to be best foreign film. But the fact that the best picture has got more people to see this movie, I think it already has won. It's won so many. It won the best cast at the SAG Awards, I believe, which is awesome. And as I said, it's still one of the ones in the running. I still think it's a three-horse race right now, even though I'd love to see a surprise, but that's not going to happen, but we'll talk. I still think right now, Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the next movie I talk about are the front runners for Best Picture. But right now, Parasite, I have to put as my fourth favorite as I look at my favorite Oscar nominees for Best Picture this year and rank them in the order I think that they deserve. And that number three movie that I think has a great chance of winning the Best Picture is 1917. It's my number three movie. It was my number two movie until I just recently saw the last movie I needed to see, so we'll talk about that shortly. 1917 is absolutely breathtaking. I remember after I saw it, I was with Damien, and I walked out, and he said, "So, what did you think?" And I said that I think The Great War finally has a great movie, as World War II has with Saving Private Ryan. I think it's that good. This is the movie I kind of wanted Dunkirk to be, but Dunkirk didn't bring the heart as much as this did. But this movie is phenomenal. They do something that I didn't expect, and I think that's the thing that won me over. I just expected this to be a heartfelt war film with big things, but they have a play that I don't even know if it's a spoiler. So, close your ears for a minute. But they filmed this all in what is supposed to be a one shot. Now, it isn't. Now, the weird thing about this is that this movie is incredible. I think the acting is good. I think there's so much going for this. And I put this high in my year-end films because it is that good. And it's breathtaking. And if you get a chance to see it on the big screen, I certainly recommend that because this movie is just incredible. I actually think this is going to win Best Picture this year. I think if there's any upsets, it's going to be from Parasite, but I think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood still could surprise. But I think 1917 is going to win on sheer spectacle. A lot of people said, yeah, but it didn't get film editing, which was very shocking because even though this is made to look like a one take, there's editing, and the editing is so precise. But I don't think that's the case. And I think this is still going to be the best picture. It's been a while since we've had a war film make it, and we know the Oscars love war films. We also, it's got a gimmick, it's got a feel, and it's kicking ass at the box office. These are all things that play up to the Oscars, and it's deserving of making its money at the thing. Everybody should see this movie. It is just so well done. And I actually think this will be this year's Best Picture winner. As I said, there could be a couple of upsets, but I think it got it. Other ones I think it has a shot at winning is I think Sam Mendes is going to win for Best Director. He does have some competition. I think Bong Joon-ho. Oh, I apologize if I got that wrong. I think he that's his closest competition. Though early in the year, I'm going to just say it just in case it happens, and then I can at least pat myself on the shoulder when I'm totally wrong on all these predictions. Early in the year, I said that I think this might be the movie they finally give Quentin Tarantino his best director for, but I think Sam Mendes is going to get it. Again, it's on spectacle. It's a movie that took such precision. I think it's also going to walk away with production design. Yeah, I think it's got a chance. And Ford versus Ferrari, if it's, I can't remember if it's in any of the editing, but if it is, that will be Ford versus Ferrari. No, the sound, I meant. Sound editing, I think that's going to be the Ford versus Ferrari's biggest competition is in the editing, and 1917 is most definitely up against it. It could be a 1917 sweep on Oscar Sunday, and if it does, then it might steal the things. I still think Ford versus Ferrari is going to walk away with the sound ones, and but I think this one definitely is going to take the two big ones, Best Director and Best Picture as well. So, and production design, I think is a real no-brainer, but again, lots of great choices. The number two movie was the last movie I saw, And I didn't expect it to jump up this high, but yeah, everything everybody says about it is true. It's a great film. Marriage Story. I love this movie. I fell in love with it, and it was the last one I saw, so that might be why it's in my head so much. But this is a wonderful film. As I said, I had a couple movies like Little Women and Irishman that I didn't really get into right away. Even Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I had a little issue with. Marriage Story, I fell in love with these characters immediately. I was drawn into their story immediately. What the filmmaker does, and again, Noah Baumbach, I think his name is, and I see why he was left off the director's list, because this year there's just so many great films. But he really deserves a lot of credit. Adam Driver, Scarlett Johansson, they really bring the performances, but then your supporting cast. I don't know, I can't remember the name of the little boy, but Alan Alda, Ray Liotta, and Laura Dern are just phenomenal in this. And it's a realistic movie, as it tries not to play one over the villain or another. I don't know if it succeeds in that. I think everybody's going to come out with, you're either on Team Adam Driver or Team Scarlett Johansson. But I think overall, I think this is just a phenomenal movie. I think it's well written. I honestly think everybody who's getting married should see it, because it shows the love between these people and how quickly it can all fall away, and how things that were positives can become negatives. It's so well written. I will probably be rooting for this one for the best screenplay nod. Right now, as it goes, most people think it's just going to walk away with Laura Dern as best supporting actress, and I could see it. It's a very good role, and she's got some really great scenes that could knock it over. Not to mention, Laura Dern is Hollywood royalty, and definitely one of those actresses. It's time we pay tribute to her, and she's never won. But as I said, I think there could be an upset in that if it happens. But Marriage Story could also create a upset, because I think it could take adapted screenplay from, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's got a lot of competition, but I think that's its other best chance. I think Laura Dern will definitely take it. It's really sad. I think if it wasn't such a great year for movies, I think a lot of people. I think it would have walked away with a lot more nominations and awards, but it was just a tough year. I know a lot of people are praising Adam Driver's performance, and I would say both of the leads are incredible in this. I think Adam Driver does a little bit more than Scarlett Johansson in this one, so I would. And I would say Adam Driver has a really great shot at the best actor. But I think the person who's been up for the best actor right from day one, I think it would be a absolute travesty if Adam Driver upset it. And it's too bad, because he is worthy of this. But Adam Driver, I think they love him. He's been nominated a few times, and he's young, and I think he's going to get his shot eventually, but I do not think it's for Marriage Story. I'm going to be rooting for this one in the screenplay, but Laura Dern should be walking away with a Best Supporting Actress from this. Unfortunately, sometimes great movies walk away with not many or none. Finally, up to the number one spot. Anybody who's followed my movie reviews probably didn't even have to listen to this, because this was my number one movie of last year. It stayed there even when I was starting to see other of the Oscar nominees, and I still think it's one of the best films. And it got the most nominations, which shocked many, because a lot of people didn't know if it was even going to get that many. And I'm talking about my number one pick, Joker. And yeah, everybody talks about Joaquin Phoenix's performance, but when they read the nominations and everybody saw how many nominations Joker got, I think people were kind of mind blown by it. But I wasn't, because I think this movie is incredible. I personally think Joker is not only my favorite movie, but I think it should win Best Picture. I think there could still be a Joker upset, but I think the movie is too divisive. But I think Joaquin Phoenix is single-handedly going to get this. I think even if people that don't like the movie say that that's his movie. But I think the movie is so much more. It tackles big topics. I know some people kind of rank it as a comic book movie. I think this movie is more about mental health and bigger issues than that. I think the comic book aspect is so small that I think this movie is timely. I think the reason why it didn't cause as much of a controversy and wound up grossing $1 billion is because I think more people could relate to it more than they care to admit. I'm not saying that they were the psycho part of it, but there is so many mental aspects to Joker's character that Joaquin Phoenix brings to it, and it tries to hit the reasons why we're in such a state of people, big businesses, our culture, ourselves are the three biggest reasons we have so many mental health problems. And I think the reason why this resonated and got so many is because I think it, out of all the movies, it is the most timely. I think the Oscar loves giving timely films, but I think because Joker wears a thick coat of makeup over it, it might not win. But I think this is a year that's going to have at least one really big shocking. And for me, I would be cheering if Joker won Best Picture. I still think 1917 is going to get it. And to be honest with you, I think 1917 deserves it. As much as I have Joker and Marriage Story, just my personal love, I love those movies more. But I actually think 1917 is Oscar picture, like it is a best picture. But it'd be wonderful. They always say how the Oscars are going to change. Last year it was like, look at that. We've got our first, Black Panther was up for Best Picture, and look at all the diversity and stuff. This year we saw not that much diversity going through. But then you look at it the other way, and we've got a Korean film that's vying for Best Picture, and not only vying for it, has a very good shot to unsettle 1917 to win. As I said, I think it's a three race: 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. I think Joker. Well, I think Joaquin Phoenix. I think if he doesn't win, it will be a travesty. But I think it's also got a shot to win in best score. I think it's been really proving to be strong in that category, and that's wonderful. And I believe if it does win Best Score, and I could be wrong, it would be the first time a woman's won. I'll probably get this name wrong too, but Hildur Guðnadóttir. It's a great soundtrack. I think it is one of the best. A lot of people think there is a chance that it won't win because they might want to give another one to John Williams, who, he's getting up there and probably doesn't have many more scores left. But I think they're gonna give it to Joker, and I believe it's the first time a woman will have won that category. Not sure, not up on my Oscar lore, but I think those two, it's got its best chances. But I still think Joker could upset in adapted screenplay and possibly even a best picture. I will probably be on my feet just cheering if it happens. But I think it's still a little too controversial for the Oscar to love totally. And so I think it's just going to be have to be happy with the awards it gets and the fact that it got the most nominations. Anyhow, are you going to be watching the Oscars? Did you like my list? What are your favorites out of the nine? Which ones have you seen? Which ones are you still scrambling to see? Tell me if you think I'm wrong on some of them, and that's quite all right. There was a lot of movies I didn't touch on that I have seen. I was just concentrating on Best Picture. Out of the categories I didn't touch on that were big, Best Actress, I think, will definitely be Renee Zellweger. Judy didn't get a lot of love, but that performance is phenomenal. I think the movie's only okay, but her performance, there is not a moment on that screen she is not Judy Garland. And since Judy Garland never won one, I think this is Hollywood's way of saying Judy deserved one. So we'll see. But honestly, I think it's a great race. I'm glad I saw all nine of these films, and I was happy to share my take on it. I think I'm gonna watch the Oscars. For many years I didn't, but last year was the first time I watched it again. I used to watch it all the time, but we won't get into that. But because I've seen all nine and I've seen a lot of the other nominees and other categories, I may actually try to stay up. It's just that getting up the next morning, if you have an early day, it is what it is. Anyhow, please leave your comments on in the comment section, and let me know what you think, because I always like to talk movies. So tell me what you think I got right, what I think you got wrong, what you don't agree with me about, what you agree with me about. Which movies did you love this year? Which movies did you think got snubbed? I loved Rocket Man. I think it should have got more love. So let me know. Anyhow, thanks for listening, and have a great day.